Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. 1 year after Russia invaded Ukraine, President Vladimir Zelensky says his country is still standing, but needs more help from the West. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is in Kyiv.
They've lost so many people. Millions have been displaced both within this country and refugees in other countries. There's nothing to celebrate here aside from their own survival.
And the war, of course, has led to a massive exodus of Ukrainians to places all over the world. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
8 million Ukrainian refugees remain scattered across Europe in countries like Poland and Germany. Another 5 million have been internally displaced inside Ukraine. In the U.S., Ukrainian refugees are finding sponsors and family members, but also complete strangers hoping to make a difference. Two-thirds of the sponsorship requests in the U.S. have originated in New York, Illinois, California, Washington, Florida, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Ohio.
Accused killer Alec Murdoch is done testifying at his murder trial in Walterboro, South Carolina. In cross-examination, he admits that he lied when he said he wasn't at the crime scene just before his wife and son were murdered. But he says he didn't kill them.
The person or people who did what I saw on June the 7th, they hated Paul Murdoch, and they had anger in their heart.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 337 points. The Nasdaq closed down nearly 200. CBS's Jason Brooks on why.
Stocks sold off after the Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge, the government's personal consumption expenditure index, rose more than expected in January, following similar readings in the consumer and producer price indexes. That's fueling the likelihood of more rate hikes from the Fed, and investors reacted by dumping stocks in what wound up being the worst week of 2023 for the market.
They've been held at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base for some two decades. Now they're going home.
They are brothers, ages 53 and 55, and they have been held as detainees in the war against terrorism for helping to operate safe houses for suspected Al-Qaeda operatives. The Pentagon says the two were never charged with any crimes during their 20 years in U.S. custody. They were captured by Pakistan's security services in Karachi in 2002, were held in a CIA-run detention site in Afghanistan, and then transferred to Guantanamo Bay in 2004. Their return to Pakistan leaves just 32 detainees at Gitmo, which once held hundreds of prisoners. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. An Army veteran from Wisconsin is dead after fighting in Ukraine. Andrew Peters was from Marshfield. His family says he died last week fighting with the International Legion. His parents tell Channel 13 in Eau Claire he went to Ukraine in November to use his military skills to help fight off the Russian invasion. The State Department says it's working to bring his remains back to Wisconsin. Look for a new and faster way to get between Chicago, Milwaukee, and the Twin Cities later this year. The Great River Route will offer a second daily round trip through Wisconsin. It's just as fast as the Empire Builder, but the advantage is that it would be more reliable. Wisconsin transportation officials are still working on extending the Hiawatha Route to Madison and Green Bay. In sports, the Bucks are back from the All-Star break. Milwaukee hosts Miami tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Must be 7 o'clock, after 7 o'clock, live from Solidarity Realty Studio. It's outside the pizza box, which means you're listening to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Welcome to Friday nights. And Evo, yes, I said Evo, my fine engineer, producer. Evo, if you know Devo, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm under the weather, man. I mean, not just because I'm still trying to adapt and adjust to life without Mom. I got a cold, man. I was like, it better not be COVID. But I do have test kits at home, so maybe I should break into that. But, I've had coughs before, and that's what it is. It's like a cough, you know, where you're sleeping. And while you're asleep, you're coughing, so you're not really sleeping. Which is kind of cool because I had all these vivid, just really unsettling dreams. Most of the time, I don't remember my dreams anymore. I don't know if that's the fault of Pure Michigan or not. But, you know, this last couple of weeks, I mean, you're just like, slow it down for a minute here. Okay? You know, life's going to change, right? And everybody's going to have to go through these things. By the way, I want to thank all of you people that have helped carry me through this really sad time for me and my family and friends, right? Because it's all about my mom, and I'm getting letters. Oh, yes, Tracy, thank you. Johnson Creek, she's my favorite fan, of course. She sent me a pizza box spiral that I need to get back to using that because I think it's somewhere buried in the back seat of my car. But, you know, having to go through the stuff this week, with my aunt, my mom's youngest sister, you know, she's the executor of the estate, and having to go through that and just trying to slow things down because I got to move, you guys. I lived with my mom and I have other siblings, and my mom and dad prepared themselves for this, especially my mom. And so we're going to be okay, right? Yes, I'm going to have to suck it up and maybe go look for another place to live, right? No, I want to stay in Mom's house. I want to stay here. I want to stay here. My cats want to stay here. I'll get past it. And then I had Meals on Wheels from my good friends Jack and Dawn. I think it was like goulash one night, then scalloped potatoes and ham, and a cheeseburger last night with bacon, and a regular hamburger. Because, yeah, I was hungry. But I just couldn't get myself to do anything this last week, but sit and stress out, and I'd be outpouring from people, especially hearing from people that you're not maybe friends with on social media that are responding to it and making comments about your mom. That has nothing to do with me, people. That's all about my mom.
She was known by so many. And by the way, if you want to call in tonight and break open to any subject, because, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I really just haven't been thinking too much about social issues. I don't agree with everybody's take on it anyway. 844-967-2789. Yeah, feel free to call in. So, yeah, I've got to, I got to get rid of this damn cold first and foremost. But every time I turned on the TV, you know, this week, and I'm watching these clowns on, it's every channel. Every channel, you guys are all fake, you're artificial, you're plastic, you're materialistic, you're unfeeling, and you're getting paid all kinds of money. You know, you watch all these guys, you got former Republicans, oh, former Democrats, and all these pundits, and all these people that are writing political books, and they're going to dictate to everybody where we are and where we're going and how wonderful it is to be American, right? Maybe for them, but I'm watching these guys are getting... new people getting promoted to shows and then get booted for saying something insensitive or cruel that they didn't intend to, but really? That's where we are right now. That's where we are. We don't have the right people sharing the truth over the airwaves. It's pretty tough. And you know that this is all about truth on this show, right? To the best of my ability. And the reason why I think so many out there might like it, it's because you're living the same thing I'm going through. We're not getting any of these breaks. You know, this. We've got to start changing the narrative here. First of all, this woke nonsense. No, I've been woke before. Yeah, like when somebody drops a heavy object and you're sleeping. Yeah, I've been woke that way. It's not the same thing. I was born awake. And if you listen to the fine show before this, Native Roots Radio, I'm awake. That's exactly how I feel. I've been awake from the start. My parents, you know, they nurtured me, they fed me, and they taught me, right? You don't pick up, you can't be short of the truth unless you're taught it. And we had people calling last week talking about, yeah, it's, you know, true, this racism and inequality, that's learned responses, right? So you got to know what level are you at, folks? Are you like one of these people that's in D.C., you know, the crowd that's not above law, right? None of them. None of them are above the law. That's why George Santos is still there. That's why Trump is going to run again. Okay, because nobody's above the law. I don't know anybody any of these clowns that would be hired by anybody. They're all corrupt. Every single one of them. The Republican Party is, I mean, but look at it. It's a mess. And how many of you live like the people that are dictating everything to us from Washington, D.C.? I'm going to guess not many. Some of you wish you were. So there's my top enemy, right? They're really holding us down there. But how do they get away with it? The only way they can get away with it is when people that are doing okay in the world are complicit. They're part of the game that, you know, they're getting the money they make is directly connected to these people, the corporations. You know, you guys like to call it capitalism. You know, how was socialism? Capitalism, when it's corrupt people, just like our court systems, it's not capitalism. It's been monopolized. Look at Quick Trip. You can't go anywhere, man. There's four of them in Stoughton. You wonder how many are there in every town. Hey, are we ready to take calls? Joanne, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Hey. Yeah, I just have a comment about the way we value things in society. What you did with your mom was the most important thing anyone could possibly do. Caregiving, especially to the elderly, but also to individuals with disabilities and all that, is the most important aspect of society. However, how do we rank people in society? We give somebody like Elon Musk billions of dollars, and people like you are treated not so nicely. So we just need to rejuggle everything, you know, just shake things up like a snow cone and just get everything back into a different position and give people like you the kudos and the respect you deserve for making your mom's last day so delightful and enriching and all that, and you'll never regret it. I mean, I did a little of that with my mom, and I'm older now, and I never regretted a minute of it. So, again, thank you so much for doing that for your mom. We should appreciate the caregivers in the society so much more.
Thanks, Joanne. No, listen, though, Joanne, my mom took care of me more than I took care of her. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I was retching in the shower, just you couldn't get up, get dressed, go to the hospital, couldn't dry myself, and she took me and saved me a couple times. No, I think it was more about, it was just so fun to watch my mom and her friends, you know, enjoy each other's company, tell stories. You know, they've endured the losses. Sure, it was nice to have me around to shovel the sidewalk and, you know, make sure, you know, I did notice my mom would start forgetting to put things back in the fridge and things. And I watched my dad do the same thing. And if I live long enough, I'll probably do the same thing. However, I did find out that my dad left the cheese whiz out on purpose to keep it room temperature. Ew, Dad. What? And I remember seeing it start to get mold in it. No, that's all right. Just scrape that out. And no, Dad. Yeah, I don't know. He lived to be 80, so cheese whiz, I don't know. But I, the difficulty in people not admitting the white culture, right? You know, sure, everybody, it's easy for them to say, well, I'm not racist. And yeah, I understand that there's racism, but it's not everywhere. Yeah, it is, man. It's always been everywhere. And of course, I'm going to have a different response than most white guys that didn't marry someone of a different culture or color and have children and grandchildren. Yeah, we have a little different perspective on racism. Trust me. And I knew going in, when I got married, that I was going to, there were going to be some confrontations coming up. You hear somebody say something nasty and bang, it's on, brother. Because before I got married to someone from a different culture and race, I'd have done the same damn thing. Right? That's what this is about. It's about doing the right thing. Because there's no left, there's no right, there's only right and wrong. And I keep repeating that if you compromise with wrong, then you're doing wrong, which is what they've been doing in D.C. for, damn, my whole life. Ugh. Yeah, this song, my grandkids like this song. Talk too much. You think they're talking about me? Anyway, yeah, I am sluggish. I'm trying to drink this coffee. My temperature's going up and down. And my head is just filled with nothing right now. Maybe that's a good thing. Anyhow, maybe I'll drink some more coffee. And when we come back, I'll be live and ready to go.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But, of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Weather on this snowy day in Madison could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with snow likely. Lows dip down to about 17. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow, 34. Lows around 21 tomorrow night. Mainly clear Sunday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for mixed precipitation Monday. About an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Madison, a city of culture. The Vilas Zoo. The Arboretum. And then there's us. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Rents due. So anyway, something you're going to find out, everybody, if you have siblings and your parents end up passing away at some point, hopefully like my mom and dad did, living a rich, full life, full of children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and friends and memories. Because I don't have any bad memories about my mom and dad, except for, damn, I wish I would have done better. And I've even done it. I'm like, I should have spent more time with mom. Damn it. You know, and I wish I had. But that's only because she's suddenly gone. And you'll go through that, and you'll feel that grief. And then you'll find out that, you know, siblings are 9 out of 10 times a lot different from each other, with different ideas, different values, whatever, and I'm not saying good or bad, just different, you know, took different paths. And I really took the tough path in my family. I always went by what I thought was right, and damn, if I wasn't wrong a couple times. But that was the one thing about my parents, they let me be me. And even though I know some people, it's upsetting to them to think that, well, you know, you were taking advantage of your mom. No, I wasn't, man. No, I wasn't. No, she wanted me there. And no, here's the thing I figured out, too. Let's say I had been like, mom didn't need me to pay anything, okay? But I, you know, I didn't, she didn't have to spend anything on me either. But I started thinking, well, you know, if I had been paying a certain amount, you know, every month for living there, my siblings would be dividing that rent money up right now. So I think I did the right thing. You got to have a sense of humor. Because I'd much rather have my mom back, you know, and I'm pretty sure most people feel that way. But it's, you got to get ready for life, people. And that's why every day is valuable. And that's why if you can tell people that you love them, because you do, you better do it. By the way, 844-967-2789. Now, it started out pretty rough. And then things kind of chilled out at our house. You know, okay, now we got rid of some of that pent up, I guess, I don't know, a little resentment, bitterness, things like that. Who knows why? But once that all got cleared out of the way and just started thinking, you know, this, you know, mom and dad would rather have me respond differently to all of this. So that's what I'm going to do, right? And then things got better. Because if I do what I'm supposed to do, everything else is going to fall into place. I can't be responsible for anything but me. But it's difficult, you know, going, you're walking through the house and you see things that you like that you can no longer, you know, that's not yours anymore. All this stuff, you know, has to go through the estate, and you'll find out it's frustrating. And this is where, you know, a lot of people get into, you know, family battles and stuff. I ain't going to do that. I've already, you know, I'm not into, you know, like items and stuff. Not a whole lot. There's a few things, and I'll probably ask for a few of the things that are there. And then what you do is you talk to the other people in the estate. Is it okay if I take this? And then you pay the estate or whatever. You know, I'm okay with all that. I'm not trying to get anything for free here. I mean, it is free, but what it does is it gives me a chance to slow down now and reevaluate what I'm doing. And I got to talk to my son. And by the way, my son is going to be here for my mom's funeral, flying in from South America. Good for him. I won't get on one of those damn things. So that makes me feel good. He's going to be here, I don't know, maybe a couple days. And I know that my niece, Jillian, is coming from Florida. So I'll be able to see her. And I'll be see a lot of friends and family. And this will be the time, you know, next week for the funeral will be the time to celebrate my mom's life. Because I've had 2 weeks of grieving and mourning. And I'm not saying I'm done yet. No, far from it. But it's under control now. I can breathe again. If I didn't have this damn cold. It just piles on sometimes. You know, I haven't paid attention to all the crap that's going on in the world, except for some things that really stand out, right? Like a war in Ukraine. And like, you know, who's the winners and losers? I'm watching that. There ain't no winners. There's no winners in this. I mean, with the dictator that's such a coward, he doesn't even put himself out there. He's still not a winner because he can't go nowhere, right? At least I don't think I'd be going anywhere if I had committed war crimes. Atrocities against your neighbor. War is not the answer. Isn't that an old one? Now, I spent enough time over the years at the Capitol with the Veterans for Peace, which you're like, wow, you know, these guys are so cool. I'd get into their foxhole with them, right? But those guys are for peace. And that's what people are missing. You know, there's a lot of veterans and a lot of people in the military that they don't get in there to go kill anybody. They get in there to learn skills and build infrastructure, but all that, I don't know where that all went in America. You knocking on my timeout again? The hard break? We're already there, huh? Halfway through? I'm struggling tonight. Yeah. No, I am. But that's all right. I can admit it. This is me when I'm burnout, sick, sad, and I'm still hanging in there. Did you say something evil? Why can't I hear you talking? Can't be a part. Here, I'll open the door and you can yell down the hallway. Anyway, we're halfway through this. It must be quiet out there. I bet you everybody's watching the Bucks going for 13 in a row. I would be if I wasn't here. And I want my Frosty tomorrow if the Bucks win.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The one-year mark for the war in Ukraine brings more help to fight Russia. Fordham University's Beth Noble is a former CBS News Moscow bureau chief.
What the Ukrainians really need are weapons and ammunition, and so it's very good news for them that the U.S. is pledging another $2 billion worth of military aid. That's bringing the U.S. total to about $30 billion.
Alec Murdoch admits stealing money from his law firm. He admits he lied about not having been at the murder scene minutes before his wife and son were killed.
When you're doing the things wrong that I was doing, you have all kind of ways of justifying it.
He says he didn't kill his wife and son. A tough day on Wall Street. More from CBS's Jason Brooks.
The Dow lost 337 points to 32,817. The NASDAQ dropped 195 points to 11,395. And the S&P down 42 points to 3970.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants more money to boost funding to local governments, and it's based on a Republican idea. The governor's proposal in his two-year budget would dedicate 20% of Wisconsin's sales tax collections to shared revenue, which would go to towns and communities to help pay for things like fire and police. Despite this plan originating from a Republican idea, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says legislators will offer dramatically different solutions than the ones the governor has laid out. The winner of the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest is Eric Schmidt of Connecticut, picking up first place with an aged Gouda cheese. Schmidt grew up in Monticello. First runner-up honors go to Red Barn Family Farms in Appleton. Overall, Wisconsin earned gold medals in 54 classes. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing, advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
Working on getting the sound back, but I don't know if it's gonna happen. It's good we got people lining up, huh? Yeah. I'm one of these guys too that, you know, when I'm bummed out and stuff, I don't I'm not one of these guys that likes to smoke weed when he's bummed out. Cause you know, you're not supposed to be using stuff to try and change where you're at. You're supposed to use it to enhance it, right? Well, I don't want to enhance feeling sad. And then the cough, of course. But who knows more about that than me? Let's see if Rico knows what I'm talking about.
Oh,
Michael, I do sure know what you're feeling, buddy. I've been there, done that, buddy. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, and I don't know what, this just comes to my mind tonight. You know, I want to think about something that a wise person said once, and that was, to love each other as I have loved you. And whether you believe or don't believe in the person who said that, the fact still remains, and I want everybody listening tonight to think about this. If you take them statements verbatim, mull that around in your mind for a moment tonight as you fall asleep and think, you know, where would the world be? Where would the world be if we just followed that one very simple statement?
Yeah, man.
Wouldn't it be perfect, Mike? Wouldn't it be perfect?
Oh, come on. You guys are talking about a utopia that nobody believes in, right?
Yeah, I guess.
We're supposed to spend our entire lives seeking this higher ground. Guaranteed to us after we toiled and served and did good deeds on earth, right? So I don't believe in any of that. What I do believe in is, yeah, that message, those works. Yeah, sure, Jesus did those things. I'm cool with Jesus, man. No problem. I'm sure when he gets here, he and I'll be like high-fiving it.
Yeah, you betcha, buddy. You betcha.
All right, thanks, Rico. But the thing is, you know, I won't be high-fiving him if I really believe, because I don't think I'll be in my body anymore. We'll be joyous spiritual beings elsewhere. Here comes Betsy, a spiritual being in herself.
Oh, Pizza Box. I wasn't going to call because I have a norovirus.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, and I'm wondering if I've got something. I'm going to have to go home and do the test. I think it's just a cough, but, you know, better safe than sorry, right?
You want to be, because there's so much going around right now. We've had quite a world of weather and this climate change. I mean, Wisconsin, this winter's changed, and not for the good either. I used to love winter. Now I hate it.
Right.
I wish it would go away. But it's also stress, Pizza Box. You got to really beef up your vitamins.
Well, I actually, you know what? I like winter now more than I ever did because I don't have to work like 5 or 6 days a week in it.
Oh,
it makes a big difference. Big difference.
Yeah, and your mom did appreciate you shoveling the snow. You were important there. You need to give yourself, she didn't want to live alone.
No, and I didn't either. No, I'm okay. Trust me. I'm going to miss her.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss her for you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, thanks.
I've lost my parents, too. I don't know if it ever gets any better. I still cry out for my mama when I'm sick.
It's funny you said mama, because I've said mama quite a few times.
Anyway, I just wanted to give you some love and support, and so glad that you're on the radio, because you are awesome. You have a gift. And just thanks for enhancing my life. And I'm just praying for you and your family, and, you know, just take into account your mourning and stress and life-changing events that knock you down. That's what I think happened with me, you know, just some stress events and loss, and, you know, it's body can, it's getting old. Mine is, anyway. But you hang in there, and so glad you're on the radio and sharing with us your life journey in this moment. Appreciate that, Pizza Box. I hope you feel better soon.
Oh, yes.
Bye.
Thank you. I already do, because you just called in, see? It's like I just had like a couple of cups of chicken broth listening to people call in. But, you know, I also had the example of my parents when they lost their parents, right? So it's not like you don't know what's coming. You just, don't ever want to have to experience it. We got time to take Mike, don't we? I don't see Evo there. He's still probably working. Hey, Mike in Sheboygan, what's happening?
I'm crapping along here at 103.1 fever. So.
Oh, great. Yeah.
I feel your pain. Dude, my mom's in the other room. She's 96.3 on your FM dial, still upright. Gave up my career in Europe to keep her this way and turn her a fan of Civic Media. So I get that part, too. And I believe in Matthew 25. You know, as thou hast done unto the least of them, thou hast done unto me. So between JC, Pizza Block Mike, and Rico, you are all the ultimate progressives. And to perk you up, I want you after the show just to take a quick look at the Wisconsin idea. I look at it when I want to feel sad sometimes, but the Wisconsin idea, which they almost killed, about doing something about monopolies, trust, high cost of living, predatory wealth, that these progressives back in the day, when no one thought it could be done anything about it, saw that without the Wisconsin idea, there would be no advancement of human welfare or progress that can take place. And, sir, without you, we're not ever going to get it done. So take as much time as you need, wallow in it, but there's work to be done, and no one does it better than you. I would start with the Wisconsin idea, and I know you can't say, I know, until the things are put away and you've moved the cats and all that, but when the time comes, I expect to hear your reports from down at the Capitol steps, and I hope you know how many of us out here in La La Land are relying on you, counting on you, not leaving it up to you all by yourself. Just so you know, it's you're not talking to a wall there.
Huge, Mike. Okay. Huge. I appreciate it. Thanks much.
Absolutely. You are a charm, and Jeannie's right, Rico's right, and again, that's 25, sir.
I'm cool with that. And see, that's what my mom was about, Mike. She, you know, people are already sending me cards, friends of my mom, saying, you know, they've made donations to St. Vincent de Paul because she was actually on the board of directors and, you know, organizing all the funerals at the church that she was in and serving the food and all that. Just a perfect example of somebody that lived life to that very last second. And she was very fortunate, but it still doesn't make me feel any better that she's not here, and I'm working my way through it. You bet. I still got a lot to do, and I know that, first of all, my parents would want me to get up and rock it still. I'm not going to quit. I saw how they, you know, got through life and lived to be 80 and 85 years old. Oh, I'm all excited about that. Hey, let's go to Mary in Waukesha. You there, Mary?
Is that Mary in Wauwatosa?
Wauwatosa, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't moved here, but my condolences on your loss, Mike. You know, somebody who was with you longer than anyone else on the planet was your mom. You know, and knowing that you value Native ways, you know that you know their belief about the family chain reconnecting again. I believe that. So be assured that, you know, the ones you've lost are there for you. And if you don't mind, you know, chicken broth is good. And if you don't mind some other mom's advice, when you go to bed at night, put some Vicks on the soles of your feet, put your socks on, and you're going to sleep pretty well.
Oh.
Guaranteed.
Yes, and I can afford some Vicks VapoRub, you know, thanks to disability and my mom. Thanks, Mary. I appreciate it. Yeah, again, these are things that if you're fortunate enough to live a healthy enough life and get old enough, you're going to lose everything you ever cared about. You know, and my mom was getting down to like just a few friends left, you know, the real. But one thing that was funny is the friends that I've talked to, you know, and the cards that I've received from some of her friends, they all say the same thing. You know, they talk about what a great person your mom was and, you know, you're a friend to us as well. And then, you know, they go on to say, you know, I lost my best friend. And I'm like, that's like the fifth one of you guys that said she was your best friend. And you know, you can be a best friend to everyone. I think that's what Mike was implying. You know, be a friend to everybody. I know sometimes, you know, I feel like wanting to just hate people and stuff, but I don't really. I kind of hate what they're doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, the commercial, hate the hate. But let's go to the West Coast and talk to Tom. And you got a blizzard going on there, brother?
It sure seems that way, that's for sure. I've never seen so much rain in my life. Anyway, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. It's all in the, all in our hands. The power is always in our hands, always has been, and always will be. Even though we have some stumbling blocks with money and politics, ultimately becomes back about we the people. And I think that, you know, so great here in Rico, and Betsy, I haven't heard of her in a long time, and Jeannie, of course, and Mike, all these guys. I mean, we are the people, and we are a collective family, along with you, Mike, in terms of what you're going through with the loss of your mom. But you know what? That's what we're all here to do. And that's what being a, I'll say an FDR progressive, because I want to start invoking FDR's name more, because that's the type of example I think we should be following, especially on a domestic front. And that is about we the people. And, you know, those three words are what the government is, are what this radio station has been about, Civic Media. It is about what the community of people that are calling up tonight to wish you well. That's what it's all about. And, you know, all the pieces of the puzzle kind of make up the face of the creator, God, higher energy power, whatever you want to, you know, believe. But yeah, so I just want to say that rock on, we the people. And Mike, just keep on doing what you're doing, because you got apparently people that are there to also add to the we the people to help you through this problem, or, you know, through this issue, right, or through this morning, I should say. So thank you very much.
No, thank you. And yeah, I learned about a higher power from my dad, because he knew the evils of alcohol and alcoholism. So thanks for that, Dad. But yeah, it's... You think about it, I never saw my dad take a drink in his life. Yet all this wisdom about it, because he had finally quit at that point. And it's caused problems in our family. It really has. It's caused problems in a lot. Hey, man, we're number one in racism, and we're number one in alcoholism in Wisconsin. That's just gotta change.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to 3 successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and bait. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many snowblowers, snow shovels, and snowmobiles are being sold as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with snow likely. Lows dip down to about 17. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow, 34. Lows around 21 tomorrow night. Mainly clear Sunday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for mixed precipitation Monday. About an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Stop over to my mom's house because I'll still be living there. It's kind of cool. It's you know, it's nothing's gonna be rushed. We got a lot of stuff to go through and a lot of work and a lot of emotional stuff to deal with, and actually a lot less for me. I've already dealt with most of the emotional stuff, you know, and I'm just not a guy that likes to collect too many things, so I'm not going to. And I'm not supposed to collect any more cats. But, yeah, the cats. By the way, be sure to check out Jeff's Guitar Clinic, right? Jeffsguitar.com. Hey, you know why we can't get a hold of him? You know, it might have something to do with that new song that he's releasing. And I think it was at Cargo Coffee. Yeah, I saw that March 3rd. That's a Saturday, I think. I might just have to show up, Jeff. Meanwhile, let's go to Tom in Cedarburg. Hey, it's not going too bad.
I lost my mom about a year and a month or so ago, so I have an idea what you're talking about. that's the first time I called into your show, but I just want to say that I think you have a really good voice for radio.
Yeah, my face is not good, so yeah, thank God I got a voice, huh? Because people say that you got a really good face for radio. Thanks, yeah, appreciate it.
I didn't say that.
No, that's all right. I'm okay with how I look.
Okay. Well, anyways, I just want to call and be a little encouraging or something. I don't know.
No, you did. And, I mean, thank you, Tom. And the fact that, you know, people call in that normally don't want to call or say anything, and you're reaching out to me that way, that means more than, well, it does, you know, I don't want to slight all those people that call in and listen all. But it, you guys are all listening. That's the point. And you guys are all feeling what I'm talking about. And I'm feeling what you're talking about. So I really appreciate it, Tom. And feel free to call in anytime. It's 844-967-2789. But we're damn near done. And the one thing that bothered me, oh, yeah, 6 minutes, but that's damn near done. Okay. The biggest thing in the news for me in the United States is the train derailment. And I wonder why, right? The people that live there know exactly. Man, you know, listen to those politicians and stuff saying, you know, it's safe to go back, maybe drink bottled water. You just, you know, you don't live there, DeWine. And I guarantee if you did where that happened, you wouldn't be back. You'd sell that property, scam somebody before the news was out that it's contaminated. And the first signs? Oh, yeah. You know, all the aquatic life. Everything. Mammals, amphibians, fish, birds. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks a lot. Oh, it was avoidable. Well, of course it was. A lot of this stuff is avoidable. First of all, you shouldn't be transporting toxic materials through the middles of towns. And I was at Watertown when when they had their derailment, and I asked the mayor a question, you know, are you going to keep running these rail bombs through your neighborhood? Oh, you're not even from here. Who are you? And I go, yeah, I'm not even from here. And I care more about your town than your stupid ass mayor does. Another dumbass old white guy. You see, I got a problem with the way things are. And I always have had a problem with the way things are. The truth needs to, you know, my friend that liked to call my show all the time, but he was always wrong about everything, so I just stopped because I don't want to hate the guy, right? But there comes a time where you just have to say, you know, I got to move on, and I'm not looking back. What is it with people not understanding that you hear people calling and talking about the weather, and you think? Okay, so here I am in that swath where everybody else is getting nailed north and south, but this time we got like this ice stuff on top of snow, and it's hazardous. It's very slippery out in my yard and on the driveway because I didn't get out there and get it all, but so friends stopping over tonight, be careful walking up to the door. This train derailment, there'll be another one. There'll be one that's so bad that maybe an entire state will be deemed unlivable. Why are we waiting till that happens? Why are we watching this like reruns of stupid human tricks, right? For money? But, you know, these guys that own the trains and all this stuff, you know, they own the legislators as well. Enough of them anyway. Because I know a lot of you out there think that every legislator is full of crap and they're all corrupt. No, that's not true. They're outnumbered. Just like, you know, you feel like you're outnumbered when in reality our numbers are huge. Right? Bigger than everybody else's. We don't have access and we don't have money. And, you know, money is free speech, and money buys elections, and money buys judges, and money controls everything. So, what? Money is the root of all evil. Except for when you're using it to feed hungry people. You see, what? It's all about what you do with it. And I know that there's plenty of people out there with wealth that are in the game to save the planet, right? But again, they're outnumbered. So when do the people rise up and say, hey, man, you know, you're not supposed to dictate to us the facts. We send you there to represent us and our interests. And they're not doing that. And if they lived in, you know, all these, I still think that everybody in Washington should actually be stationed in their state capital, where people have access. See, but that's part of the deal. They don't want people to have access to them. In Wisconsin, Robin Voss could give up two of his offices for D.C. legislators. Guy's got three offices. Takes up three offices. Democratic freshmen coming in have to share offices. Two legislators in one room. Well, that went by quick, eh? Not as quick as I wanted it to. I'm tired today. And I am going to go home and rest. And when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to be ready to start another day. It's been tough, man. I haven't been able to sleep. You know, cold, everything, stress. You're right. All that stuff is all because of that one event that happened that changed my whole life. And now it's time to get up. And get at it, man, and do what you were doing before it all happened, because that's what everybody's supposed to do. Till next week, outside the Pizza Box, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, and broadcast live from Solidarity Realty Studio.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on...